Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's call of the day brought to you by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's
Mickey,
heating experts.
Digger giving us a call. Mickey, dude, where have you been?
Yo, what's up, fellas? How's it going? I got a new job.
Everything's good with you guys?
Yeah, you know, same stuff,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, great, great.
No guys more like grave that. Digging for you now?
No. I work. Shout out to, Stoke City Fire.
All right, so you're in the area still?
Cause yeah, I'm in Patterson. I work out of Patterson. They're big Giant fans. Jay and Adrian.
Like, I know you were going through some serious health things, and I was trying to be there for you a little bit. We would talk.
Yeah,
but everything
is good, dude.
Yeah, but then, you know, Ben, I didn't hear from you, and I was thinking the worst. I was like, God, I haven't heard from Mickey for years.
Yeah, and I got a great girlfriend. I emailed you.
You getting married?
I hope so, dude.
Oh, no, dude.
Hey, Sal's going to set up the bachelor party for you. Make sure he's involved, okay?
You guys can come.
You sound great. You seem happy. Do yourself a favor. Just tread lightly with the marriage stuff, all right?
Yeah, she's a good girl. I'm getting over there, you know. I'm 36 now. I'm getting up there. I got to start settling down.
Well, good to hear from you.
Wow. To sound morbid, but you thought he passed away, didn't you?
Yes, right? I did.
I know. I remember you telling me what he was going through, and I met him.
He used to call the overnights, and then I'm pretty sure he called us when we first started together.
He definitely did.
And it was bad. I remember talking to him, you know, for a little bit on the way home, trying to uplift his spirits.
We met him at DJ's. He came out to see us the first year.
Yeah.
He was out there.
I did a Knicks watch party with the overnight, and he came out. Like, Loogie was there, and Zoo was there, and he was just not in the best of health. Was going through some really serious things.
Yeah.
And I thought we lost him.
I know. That's
awesome.
And then
sometimes
God
I get emails
him.
And I'm like, oh, is this spam? Or I didn't know what was going on. But yeah, he sounds great.
He does.
Good for Mickey. Back from the grave. All right, BT and Sal.
That was going to get married.
But Mickey, that's a grave you don't want to dig. There you go. Call of the day. Good to hear from Mickey. By the way, BT and Sal's Player to Watch is sponsored by ELEC 825, Building Our Future, Collars & Co., the original dress collar polo, and by New York OASAS. Don't know, don't judge. Turn the page on stigma. Learn more at oasas.ny.gov. Who do you got this week, BT?
Micah Parsons here. Yeah, I'll touch on this. Obviously, I'm going to ride the Packers, one of the picks here for the picks. And I just think he's going to go bonkers. You know, he obviously had the back issue. He went, you know, didn't really have much of a training camp, or at least had a truncated one. I think he's in shape. I think he's going to get more reps. I think he's looking to just destroy Jerry Jones. I think he had 1.5 sacks through 3 games. I think he gets 3 on Sunday.
Yes, looking forward to watching Micah Parsons Sunday night. For me, it's the player of the week, the man of the hour, Jackson Dart. I mean, that's all I care about. 1:00 on Sunday, he's the guy that I'm looking forward to watching, Jackson Dart. What is he going to do? How's the Giants offense going to look like? The RPO, the energy in the crowd, what's that building finally going to look like? We're going to have some excitement there from the Giants fan base at MetLife Stadium. So the story of Parsons going back to Dallas, must watch Sunday night, and obviously Jackson Dart and his first career start in the NFL, that will also, to me, be my player to watch. Let's finish up on the phones, BT. KC is on Long Island. What's up, KC?
Hey, guys. Basically, the Mets have an opportunity to erase the stench of the last 90 games. I feel that if they go 2 out of 3 against Miami, Cincinnati and Arizona are not sweeping their opponent. So taking two out of three, we'll get it done and into the playoffs.
There you go.
Yeah, but does that erase the stench? And thank you for the call, Casey. Does that erase the stench of the last 90 games or whatever you said? To me, it absolutely does not.
Especially if they don't play well against the Dodgers. Like, if now, it would go a long way in fumigating the stench if they were to advance like last year.
Yeah.
It still would create a discussion like, okay, why was this team now, you know, another year where they're 80-ish wins? So there's big picture conversation that needs to be had. But, like, if the Mets win two out of three this weekend, and if they were to beat the Dodgers and then get on a little run, I don't think that that's going to happen. But that, I think I think most people will be like, okay, it changes how I feel about the season.
Well, the way that I would say it is, you remember, like, the skunk smell in the house that I was trying to get rid of? So, like, right now I'm smelling the skunk with the Mets. I still smell the skunk. Like, I can't sleep. I got a headache. I wake up. My wife doesn't know what's going on. I'm like, you don't smell that? I smell the skunk in the house. If they make the playoffs, then it's okay. Well, we open up the windows. Still, it takes a little while. And then if they beat the Dodgers, now you got the fans going and it's starting to get out a little bit. Even then, I still don't think the full stench of the skunk is removed, even with a wild, forget about who they beat. Winning a wild card round, getting to the division series, that doesn't do it for me. That doesn't erase the stench of this entire season. So they got a long way to go to rid themselves of that.
All right, they're still getting two this weekend and they're somehow going to make it.
Jeff is in Oceanside. What's up, Jeff?
Good afternoon, boys. How you doing today?
All right, Jeff, what's happening, buddy?
All right, guys, you know I'm a big Mets fan. They're going to do it. They just took two out of three from the Cubs, who are a better team than the Marlins. The Reds just lost at home two out of three to the Pirates. They're not going to lose all three. They're going to find a way to get in. They're going to beat the Dodgers, and they're going to beat the next team.
I'm going to
be back in the NLCS.
Yeah, I mean, a little nuts now, Jeff. That's a little ambitious,
but okay. Hold on. Being the Phillies are scared to death.
Who's pitching? Who's pitching, Jeff?
Yeah.
Just pitching.
This weekend first, and then get to the playoffs.
McClain's going
to
pitch.
Yeah.
McClain's going to pitch game one.
Okay. Who's pitching tomorrow?
If they get to. Who's pitching tomorrow?
Yeah.
Everybody.
Who's pitching Sunday?
Yeah. Let's rephrase
it.
Who's good that's pitching this weekend?
Yeah, Jeff.
We appreciate the passion and the positivity, and thank you for the call. Like, you got to be realistic to a certain extent. You could say the Mets might take two out of three. By the way, that might not be enough. What if the Reds sweep the Brewers?
Yeah.
Like, it's not enough. And I don't think the Mets are taking two out of three.
Reds didn't hit it all last couple games. They didn't hit it all.
Did anybody think the Mets would lose two out of three to the Nationals at home? And they did.
No.
Okay.
And they lost a couple out there, too. They lost a series to the Nats before that.
I think the big question becomes, can the Mets get in with a one out of three? And if you think that that's the case, then maybe it's a safe bet to say that they would be in. I'm not so sure that that's going to get it done.
Let me at least ask you this, because whether it's Peterson, whether it's Manaea, who the heck knows even how Sproat's going to do tonight, at least do you have confidence that the trio or quad of their best four hitters is going to at least hit Alcantara tonight? Not that you're saying they're going to win the series or definitely get there, or is the offense at least showing up and putting a few runs up against their ace?
I don't have confidence in that.
Well, then you're not making the playoffs. Like, if that happens, I hear you. Yeah. Then you might be right. If they look feeble tonight and they lose, then they're not going.
Yeah. I mean, I'd love to see a continuation of what we saw last night. I'm not buying it. Dave is in the Poconos finishing up. What's up, Dave?
Davey?
Yeah. Hey, guys. Happy Friday.
You too.
I just want to pick your brain on this. If the Yankees win tonight, if Warren gets a job done, I think there's a chance that the Yanks are up one game over the Blue Jays going into Sunday.
Okay.
So, would you throw Fried on Sunday to guarantee division?
No,
doesn't guarantee
anything. This, but you could still throw him Thursday.
Well, no, you're overthinking this, Dave.
We have all this momentum, mm-hmm. and it could be lost when Crochet goes.
Understood. That's a risk I'm willing to take.
Sorry.
And the Yankees, thanks for the call. They were just up against it. Yankees already spoke about this. They're not doing it. So, and that's the right move. That is the right play. I just brought it to the air yesterday because I wanted to have the conversation because I do think it's a point of consideration where, all right, if the Yankees win and in, independent of what Toronto were to do on Sunday, theoretically, if that situation presented itself, would you, just to have the conversation, throw Fried? You said no. I said no.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.